Hey there, Digital Dog Pros. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 4 of the Digital Dog Pro Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Boutel, and this is the podcast where we discuss everything digital in relation to your pet care business. In today's Fast Class episode, we're going to be discussing how you can create an effective lead magnet. And if you're not sure what a lead magnet is, be sure to go back to episode 3, where we discuss what sales funnels are, what lead magnets are, and kind of how they work together. So without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. So to get us started, what is a lead magnet? So a lead magnet is an introductory offer designed to give quick wins and build trust with our audience while also getting their contact info. So what makes an effective lead magnet? How can we create a lead magnet that brings in a consistent stream of new clients that want to buy our products and services? And in order to understand what makes an effective lead magnet, we need to know what we're trying to actually accomplish. Yes, we're trying to sell our services and products, but we're also trying to gain trust with our audience. So trying to provide value, give them some reason to trust that we know what we're doing and that we can actually help their situation. And so the purpose of our lead magnet is really to get our audience to make some kind of small commitment. So that might be providing their contact info in order to gain access to our lead magnet. That might mean signing up for a free call, so devoting some of their time. It also might mean going through a free class in order to get them familiar with our brand. So an analogy I like to use is actually dating, right? So when we think about dating, if we really like someone and we want them to, become committed to us and whatnot, we're not just going to go off and ask them to marry us on the first date. But if our ultimate goal is to, you know, get them to make a commitment with us, become more committed, we are actually asking them to make a bunch of smaller commitments on the road up to making those bigger commitments. So starting out by devoting some time, by going on dates, eventually becoming exclusive maybe, before moving in eventually and taking those other commitments as far as going down that road. So when we think of this analogy in business, so with our pet care businesses, if we go from stranger to asking our audience to give us money, it's not going to always work how we want it to, right? So instead, we can actually make these smaller commitments on the road to getting them to gain enough trust to make that monetary commitment to us. So now that we know that we're trying to get our audience to take these smaller commitments in preparation for making bigger monetary commitments with us, how can we generate these qualified leads with our lead magnet? So how can we attract our ideal audience, gain trust with them, get them to sign up for our lead magnet, and ultimately get them to become paying clients of ours? So let's talk about what your lead magnet should accomplish. What qualities do we need in order to get our audience to, you know, not only sign up, but consume our lead magnet and go down that road of becoming a client? So number one, our lead magnet should solve a very specific problem related to our products or services. So a mistake I often see dog pros making is making a very general lead magnet. So something about basic manners or puppy training, so these kind of general topics that aren't really speaking to direct problems that our audience is going through. So we want to be more specific. So if we're teaching a manners class, for example, we might create a lead magnet around one small part of your manners class, right? So that might be leash walking or chewing on things at home. that kind of stuff. So a very specific problem that might be on the top of a dog owner's mind, to where they're thinking, ooh, I am going through that right now, and so I want to sign up for this lead magnet. The second thing your lead magnet should accomplish is communicating or teaching what our audience needs to do. The distinction I'll make here is between what and how. So our lead magnet should teach them what they need to do is as far as they need to work on these topics. And this is kind of the path we need to take in order to get to your ultimate goal. And then we need to position our service or product as that solution for how they get there. So that's the really important distinction here is that we're talking about what they're going through, getting them to believe that there is this path to the other side of what they're experiencing. And then we're making this pivot as far as positioning what we offer as that solution that they need. So we're getting them to believe that what we have is what they really need to succeed. So in doing that, we are addressing any objections our audience might have. So thinking about the roadblocks they might have as far as their dog might be stubborn, or their dog's too old, or let's say you're a puppy trainer and their vet said they couldn't take their dog out before it was 6 months old or something like that. So we're trying to really give them permission to see that what we offer can actually help them. And then finally, we need to accomplish all of this in a really easy to consume lead magnet. So making sure it's skimmable to where someone can kind of get the gist of what's in it. If it's a written document, for example, like an ebook, or if it's a lead magnet, like a mini class or a webinar, we need to make sure we're being careful as far as time and how we are presenting. So making sure our energy is high, we're not taking all of this time to set up at the beginning, being engaging and getting them to consume, essentially, right? The ideas we want them to consume so that they can ultimately take the next step with us. So if we can accomplish these items as far as getting our audience to consume, positioning our service as that solution to their problem, and actually, really making this lead magnet about what they're going through, we have a really good chance of connecting with them, getting them to trust us, and ultimately taking that next step. And finally, as far as how you can create an effective lead magnet, we need to talk about something separate from the lead magnet itself, and that's actually the follow-up. So how are we showing up for our audience after they've consumed our lead magnet? So a mistake I see dog pros making is delivering the lead magnet and then disappearing. So just saying, hey, here's the lead magnet. You can schedule a call with me if you want, but no worries. Hope this helps. That is a big mistake. Our audience is actually the most primed within the first 24 hours of receiving our lead magnet. And they want to hear from you, right? They've signed up for this. They've given you their contact information, and we can really tastefully engage with them to build that rapport and trust so that they can take that next step to help their dog. So we really need to provide additional touch points and follow up regularly with value and give our audience opportunities to make a commitment. So you should really think about creating a follow-up email sequence, so some kind of automation that not only delivers a lead magnet, but then has timed follow-up emails that go out to connect with our audience. So we might think about providing social proof, case studies of past clients, how they've succeeded with our program, giving them opportunities to maybe schedule a call with us, or we might even talk about some objections in our follow-up sequence as well. So as you release this lead magnet, you may be getting some feedback from potential clients as far as questions they have or concerns they have about what you're offering or teaching. And you can actually plan on adding that into your follow-up sequence. So thinking of a clever way of calling out that concern for one in the subject line, and then really speaking to that concern, what they're going through, and how that's not actually true, or how you can actually change that for them. So this follow-up sequence is really there to build rapport and catch anyone that may not be ready to pull the trigger right away, right? I believe there's statistics as far as it takes the average consumer 7 touch points before they actually pull the trigger on an offer. So if we have this follow-up sequence, we can actually have that kind of net to follow up with dog owners. Now, to finish up every Fast Class episode, I like to give you tips for taking action on this topic. So number one, make sure you're picking a single relevant topic you know your audience wants help with. So really think about past clients that you've worked with. What did they originally reach out to you about? How did they talk about it? And how might you be able to use that information to create a lead magnet to reach clients just like that? So think of your favorite clients even. What did they reach out about? How did they talk about it? And how can you create a lead magnet around that particular problem? Number two, keep it short and valuable. So really try not to overthink this. You're really trying to give some really short, valuable tips that allow dog owners to take action. Remember, it's your products and services that are ultimately going to get them to that next stage with their dogs. And so we really want to focus our lead magnets on giving them that permission to take that next step. So really convincing them that, yes, this is what you need in order to change your situation. And finally, just try to get something up. It doesn't have to be perfect. And it's actually the testing that you'll be doing with your lead magnets that will help you refine your offer to really speak to your ideal client and help more dogs ultimately. So I hope this Fast Class has been valuable for you and you have some ideas for implementation in your pet care business. In future episodes, we'll go over some specific use cases and how you might be able to actually use some of these lead magnets in your business. And of course, if you have any ideas for episodes or topics that you want to learn about, or even dog pros you'd like to learn from or industry experts, don't hesitate to reach out. So I'd love to connect with you on Instagram. You can find me at DigiWoof, or you can connect with me on my website at www.digiwoof.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.